Next item, report and possible discussion on the third quarter internal audit from Don Woods, internal auditor.
Well, Don's coming up to give his report. I took one of his things off the table. We'll get it as soon as we come back up with the, as part of the PK thing and the fee schedule. But Don did an audit on the free stickers that we've been handing out. It's the first year's audit. We've got all the numbers, and it's interesting about how in some cases some commercial leases have 20 free stickers and they're leasing them out those boats out for profit. Other families have 9 or 10. And so as we come back on the fee schedule, we'll come back with a recommendation that says, here's how we need to do that smart in the future.
Good morning. I wanted to go over my process for the FY07 internal audit plan and what that consists of. And this year, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to try to get the input of the Board of Directors, Admin, and Audit Committee to be part of that plan. If you'll go to the next slide, please. Basically, the plan consists of the risk matrix that I've been working on. This basically is a matrix of the risk associated with all of our auditable units. I'm in the process of completing that right now. The next step will be to get management team's input, and I plan to start interviewing those management team members immediately after our board meeting for scheduling problems. We've got a lot going on, and I think the rest of this week is booked up, and next week will be the board, so I can do it right after the board meeting. The final step, as I just said, is to get your input based upon your knowledge of what you've got going on in your areas to help me formulate this plan. And basically that will be a very simple document. It'll just be to get your concerns, any concerns you have or any comments you have. And that will be sent out via email through Mr. Ford. And the next thing is, as a result, recently, as you are all aware of, our human resource, formerly our payroll director and now our human resource director, and our accounting man, there's a relationship between those two individuals, and as a result of that, we have been auditing the payroll system since Ms. Lewis came on board. With her promotion to the human resource director position, Mr. Hawes and I got together and we thought that we'd probably need to step that up a little bit, because when she was the payroll supervisor, there was a layer of direct supervision with Mr. Adams when he was here. With his appointment, we thought it was necessary to do a little more detailed audit of those records. And as a result of that, basically now I'm generating reports that list employee salaries, everything associated with the payroll, and I'm going in there and confirming based on the payroll report that those people are paid the right amount. All the people that should be paid are paid. There's nobody on there that shouldn't be paid. And if there's any inconsistencies, I'm going to the PAs, the personnel actions, the report that I generate. I'm doing this all independently from them. And if I have any problems, I'm going to the payroll manager now. And glad to say that I haven't had any problems with that. And through this quarter, all payrolls were consistent, were valid. Everyone's paid as they should have been paid. And that there were no ghost employees, none of that stuff. Our payroll system also allowed, through the use of P-cards, this probably wouldn't think about this, but the P-cards, you've got another layer of control, because most of our employees have had that P-card to do their job. And as part of the P-card control system, the supervisor has to review their charges and transactions. So in order to to put a ghost employee in would be very difficult. So, but I'm looking at all those records to make sure that we're consistent and doing operating as we should be. So, I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have about either one of these two things. As Mr. Ford said, in October we'll have something on the other audit that I've been working on.
Okay, thank you, Don.